This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes. Welcome to our weekly Money in Motion segments sponsored by Klaus Financial. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. For more information about anything we talk about and Klaus Financial in general, go to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Joining us this week, Steve in studio and Malia on the phone. Steve and Malia, welcome back.
Good morning, Mike. How was your weekend?
Great. How was yours?
Busy. It's amazing, as we were mentioning a minute ago, how much of that honey-do list materializes over the course of a weekend.
Yes, and I always justify not doing it by saying, hey, it's the weekend. You know, it's time to relax. Malia, what about you?
I make those lists every day.
All right.
We had some nice weather this weekend, so I think we're thinking about some springtime coming soon.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right around the corner. Now, for people who have never heard these segments before, tell our listeners a little bit about what Klaus Financial does and what the purpose of these Money in Motion shows are.
Yes, Mike, that's a good point. We are a independent registered investment advisory firm offering actually a complimentary first meeting for people who wish to meet with us to discuss their current retirement plans, which, again, as a retirement planning firm, is our primary focus. Usually we can even offer some guidance to help them out in that first initial complimentary meeting. As an advisory firm, what that means versus other types of firms are out there that may be commission-based is within an advisory firm, you're paying for a percentage of assets under management for our guidance. So it's really a pay-as-you-go type process, whereas in a commissionable situation, many times most of that money that the advisor would earn is all up front. So that one, you're kind of paying them all up front, and hopefully they'll continue to work with you going forward. But on as I mentioned, advisory basis, it's a pay-as-you-go, which we feel is a much better process for people. You know, when the markets are doing well and you're earning more, we earn more as well with you. And when the markets aren't doing as well and you're not earning as much, neither are we. Some of the other things that we feel are as important as a retirement planning firm is for our clients, we act as coach and quarterback. You always hear us talking about the football terminology with us just having finished football not too long ago in the season. But when we're looking at that, what we're really saying is to help our clients to create and implement a retirement plan and strategy. Many times you may already have one, and maybe it just needs to be adjusted. You know, and as markets continue to gyrate up and down throughout the course of a year, which is fairly normal, it's a situation where from a long-term planning and perspective standpoint, we want to help guide our clients forward so you stay on target with your game plan and strategy and not worry so much about what's going on in the short term versus a longer term approach to growth, creating income, and enjoying your retirement for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I know that people look at the markets and see it going down and then up, and they get nervous. And Klaus Financial can help you not feel nervous when you look at that Dow Jones Industrial going up and down, right, Malia?
That's pretty much our goal. And it's funny, if we took a snapshot 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 20 years ago, we'd be having the same conversation about the markets, wouldn't we, Steve? I mean, nothing's changed. When it goes up, it goes up. When it goes down, it goes down. The only thing that changes is where you're at in the spectrum and how close to retirement you are, or are you in it now. So so definitely that's our job, to hold your hand.
Now, I know when people sit down and talk with Klaus Financial, whoever you're meeting with, you do talk about other important items regarding regarding people's retirement years, right? Like long-term care, I know, is an important issue for a lot of people.
Yeah, Mike, this brings us right to our topic of the day, which is another important subject which we do spend time speaking with our clients about. Part of our job as that coach and quarterback as Steve referenced, is that we like to look at the risk management for all of our clients, which doesn't mean just looking at their investment risk, which you were just describing, but for all the other parts of your life. So just a little disclosure. I mean, we're licensed to sell insurance products here, although we are not currently selling life insurance or long-term care products, but we understand their relevancy, how it fits into the big picture. And although we don't offer these to our clients, we really do spend time talking it through so that they understand if and when they should be considering some long-term care insurance. So when people hear the words long-term care, they have initial reactions regarding its purpose, its usefulness, its relevance. But we've noticed that there's some common perceptions surrounding long-term care that aren't always true. And today we thought we'd talk about some of the most frequent myths that we hear about long-term care. And myth number one right out of the gate is that Medicare or Medicaid is going to pay for your long-term care. And we hear this one a lot, but the truth is it's likely not going to be true for you. Medicare might help you pay for a short stay in a skilled nursing facility. It might pay for some hospice care or for some costs associated with home health care. But it's important to note that Medicare, we're not talking about Medicaid yet, just Medicare, actually will only cover these costs for a maximum of 100 days. So let's say you got put into a skilled nursing facility and suddenly the Medicare is paying out on your behalf. Well, one thing that people don't realize is they may pay out for the first 100 days. You're also going to be paying about $150 yourself alongside of that first 100 days. And after you finish that, you're on your own. You're on your own for 100% of the costs incurred from staying in that facility afterwards. So when you start hearing these terms, Medicare, Medicaid, people are like, well, I think long-term care will just be covered by one of these programs. The truth is, throughout the country, Medicaid, which I'm going to talk about next, actually does pay for about 7% of all nursing care out there.
What was that percentage?
7%. 7% is what Medicaid actually pays. So I just switched from Medicare now, which is a government program available to all citizens over the age of 65. But when we're talking about Medicaid, now we're talking about the assistance that's provided for those that we consider poor. And if you think you're going to qualify for assistance, you're really talking about having your assets being depleted to such a low level that you probably don't want to bank on that as covering your future long-term care needs.
We are speaking with Steve and Malia from Kloss Financial. Our listeners can go to klossfinancial.com for more information. That's KLAAS Financial. We're going to take a break, and we will continue after this. Stay with us.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
That's right. We are back. These segments are sponsored by Kloss Financial, and we should mention, too, we have a Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, which we will be asking here shortly. The winner to that Kloss Quiz Question of the Week receives a $25 gift card for Home Depot. That's right. We talked about Honeydew stuff earlier. What a great idea. $25 gift card to the person who calls 815-877-8440. That's 815-877-8440 with the correct answer to our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, which we will be asking shortly. Before the break, we were talking about some myths about long-term care. And I know another myth, Malia, is that long-term care insurance only covers nursing homes. That's a myth, right?
It is. I mean, now, Steve and I both see policies that are like 15 or 20 years old, and some of those may have language that does say only skilled nursing is provided for as a benefit. But I would say, 90% of the types of policies for long-term care insurance policies out there right now will cover things such as hospice care, respite care, daycare if for Alzheimer's and so forth, home care, which most people don't want to leave their home, obviously. So the policies really have come full circle to allow people to stay in their homes as long as possible. And, I mean, I think it's important to note here, as financial advisors, is that the cost of getting that long-term care, the average cost is around $6,000 a month throughout the country. It varies, of course. But if you take, you know, 6 times 12, 72,000 out of a portfolio for an extended period of time, it obviously could wreak havoc on that. And I think Steve will illustrate that to us, just as how fast that can come out of your portfolio.
Yeah, it's very, very true, Millie. In fact, you know, one of the other myths that we hear at times is, well, I don't need long-term care insurance. And while that could be the case, it's not an automatic yes or no answer. We have found over the years, I think you'd agree as well, Malia, that many times people that have had somebody in a nursing home really brings that whole topic to the forefront for that individual, even if they may be younger in age, because they experienced either with maybe their grandparents or an aunt or an uncle or a friend who actually ended up having a period of time in a nursing home and saw what those costs did for people. You know, as you mentioned earlier, based on the Department of Health and Human Services points out that someone turning age 65 today has nearly a 70% chance of needing care at some point in their futures, especially between spouses, and that the average length of that care is roughly about 3 years. As Malia mentioned, when you look at the costs of nursing care coverage being anywhere from $70,000 to $100,000 a year today, and you project that out with just a simple 2 or 3% inflation rate, 10 or 20 years from now, it's astronomical amounts of money that could just really have a significant impact on not only your own retirement or for your spouse, but if, in fact, you wanted to be able to pass on some remaining dollars to your children or grandchildren, it could totally devastate that entire plan. So one of the things to look at it is it's a matter of managing your estate, and sometimes for the long-term care, you're really just redistributing who's going to pay for it. You want to pay for it out of your own retirement account, or do you want to pay an insurance company and let them pay for it if you need it?
What about people who think they're too young to buy a policy? I mean, I'm in my early 40s. I don't need a worry about long-term care.
I think if you ask most 70-year-olds, they'd say they're too young to buy a policy, too. I mean, quite honestly, none of them want to accept the fact that there probably is a better time to be looking at it. And generally, we see people in maybe their mid-50s, late 50s, starting to look at these policies. So Steve and I will be the first ones to tell you that we don't believe every single person out there needs a long-term care insurance policy. A lot of people say they're self-insured, which they have more than enough money to cover their needs. But what we like to look at and like to have the conversation about, at least, is do you understand how these costs could impact your portfolio in the future for 3 years or more, as Steve pointed out? Is long-term care insurance even a play for you? Because we'll be the first to tell you it's not inexpensive. One thing we know is most of us will write our last check out to a hospital or some type of medical facility. So it is expensive. But again, these are things to hopefully hedge your portfolio and hedge your family's future if the need does arise.
Is it terribly difficult to move money that was in a long-term care sort of fund into something else if need be?
Steve?
That's a good question. And to some degree, that depends on what type of dollars you had positioned where.
Okay.
What I'm referring to there is if it's IRA money, you know, obviously any monies you take out of your retirement accounts are taxable income. And if it's after-tax money that you had maybe set aside, earmarked for long-term care needs and didn't end up using it, then you could probably reposition it. There are actually, as we understand it, different types of long-term care policies where you can even use that concept of an investment, and it covers the long-term care need if you use it. But in that case, if you didn't need the long-term care, you didn't lose the dollars. It was still accumulating and be paid out. Otherwise, you have the traditional version we've been talking about where you actually pay a premium, like your auto or homeowners, and there, if you don't use it, you know, it's basically lost premium dollars. So there are flexibilities.
Well, listeners, as you can see, there are tons of different scenarios that we're all going to need to face here soon. And if you need advice about planning for these sort of things, Kloss Financial's phone number is 815-877-8440. Again, that's 815-877-8440. That is also the number to call right now for the person who comes up with the correct answer to the Kloss Quiz question of the week. And this week's question is, what is the maximum number of days that Medicare will pay for your stay in a skilled nursing facility? The winner to that question was a $25 gift card for Home Depot. Again, what is the maximum number of days that Medicare will pay for your stay in a skilled nursing facility? 815-877-8440. 877-8440. Steve and Malia, is there anything else we would like to add this week before we say goodbye?
Malia?
Well, I think people need to realize is today is the healthiest they probably will ever be. And so when you're looking at planning for your risks in life, for life insurance, long-term care insurance, today is probably the best day to start looking because last I checked, we're all getting a day older every day that we go along.
That is the truth.
Lord willing.
Steve, anything else about long-term care that, or any rules or general things people should keep in mind?
I think the biggest part of that, Mike, is just that needs to be part of your overall game plan. Think it out. Decide for yourself whether or not you think that you really need to have long-term care, because everybody is different.
Yes. And as Malia pointed out, every birthday reminds you that you are getting a day older. And I think I do, in the next 12 months, have another birthday. And odds are our listeners do too. 815-877-8440 if you want a free consultation with Kloss Financial. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. This has been Kloss Financial's Money in Motion. We'll be back next Monday, same time, right here on 1440 WROK. And for more information about Kloss Financial, KLAASfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. Steve and Malia, we enjoyed having you as always.
Thank you much, Mike, and have a great week.
We'll be right back on the Michael Coolidge Show. Don't go anywhere.
Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.